All right, we are joined in the media center by Top Fuel number one qualifier, Austin Prock, whose run of 3.682 at 334 miles an hour from Friday stood in the number one spot here in Dallas at the Texas NHRA Fall Nationals. Austin, your very first number one qualifier to, you know, obviously you felt good about it last night, but to have that cemented as your first career number one, how cool is that feeling?
It's very cool. You know, I wasn't for sure it was going to be set, you know, at the end of last night, because I know what David Grubnick and Brittany Forrest are capable, and they came swinging for us this evening. You know, they were a whole tenth quicker than anybody out there. 3.69 on that track was an unreal run. So glad we were able to, you know, keep our number one spot and keep the money, and, you know, hopefully this will translate into a good day on Sunday. We could use a really good, you know, go some rounds in a win if we want to stay in this hunt. So really looking forward to it, and a great start. We went down the racetrack all four runs in qualifying, and I think the last time we did that was Reading, and we ended up with a Wally. So hopefully that'll be the same case tomorrow.
How exciting is it for this team? We talked a little bit about this last night, but you battled the ups and downs of a new team and kind of gelling together. But this countdown to get a win and now to get a number one qualifier, what's that say kind of about the resiliency of this group?
It's huge. You know, this team, they never quit. You know, everybody kept their heads down and kept working and kept going for that same common goal of, you know, competing for wins and winning races and, you know, being in the top three every time we go up and down the racetrack. So, like I said last night, all the parts and pieces are here, and when we get it together, we're right there. So all we have to do is, you know, make some smart decisions tomorrow, and if I drive good, you know, we're going to turn on some wind lights.
Obviously, we knew today that your number was probably going to hold up. Was Joe and Ron working on something else today, like a tune-up for Sunday?
You know, we've actually been, other than, you know, the run last night where we went low ET, we've been struggling making power here. So we struggled Q1, made some drastic changes for Q2, and the weather kind of came around with it as well. So that it was kind of a balance of both of them to make that horsepower to go and get that number one spot come out today, and the air was worse. We tried to compensate for that, and we didn't have any power again. So that last run, it seemed a little more peppier driving it down the racetrack. They were plugging it into the computer as I was running over here. So I'm curious to see what happens. But I think we did make some gains, and if we make more gains tomorrow, we're going to run even better.
Austin, you've been clear that you're not out of this in the countdown, that you guys are still competitive. You're in here, I think it was about 140 points roughly. How much confidence does that give you now, not only for tomorrow, but for the last two races in the season, that you guys are really to be expected up there at the top?
Well, it's huge. You know, just seeing the progression week after week, you know, even when we do struggle, I see, you know, how the crew's working together and how the crew chiefs are working together, and I see those small gains behind the scenes, and, you know, they're all adding up, and then you get a result like this. So I'm just proud of everybody, you know, to keep at it and keep working towards making everything better each and every time we go up there. And, you know, we have room to improve still tomorrow. So I know they're going to be hard at it all night. And, you know, hopefully we'll get a couple shots at it tomorrow and keep picking away and get better and better. And we're going to be right in the hunt with everyone. Grubnick, he's kind of in his own zip code right now. But, you know, we're still chasing him. And, you know, obviously we're further out of the points than Brittany. And she's got a better chance at winning it. And I just want to make sure our car's competitive enough to knock out those other countdown contenders around her and, you know, help the cause for the whole JFR team.
Given the conditions or potential conditions of tomorrow, what's the outlook for that?
I think that's going to help us, honestly. You know, it's going to be cooler. We tend to run better in cooler conditions. And, you know, it's going to kind of come into our wheelhouse, but it's going to come into, you know, other teams' wheelhouse as well. So, you know, it's going to be a dogfight, just like this whole Top Fuel season has been. You're going to roll the dice and see how they land. There's a pretty good chance that there'll be another, you know, winner in the countdown tomorrow. So hopefully I'm the first one to double up, but, you know, we'll just see.
How do you also balance, you know, celebrating this accomplishment while staying ready for tomorrow?
You know, confidence is huge driving these cars, so I don't think that's going to hurt me any. You know, you got to go up there and think you're better than everybody if you want to be the best, in my opinion. That's at least how I roll, so I don't think it's going to hurt me at all.
On that note, knowing you've got a consistent car, that puts a big kind of onus on you to be well, you know, perform well on the starting line. Do you like that when kind of the pressure's on you?
Yeah, I feel like the pressure's kind of been on me my whole career. You know, I got thrown to the wolves in Pomona in 2019, hidden drove down the racetrack with someone in the other lane once prior to that. I've always kind of felt that pressure, so it's pretty normal to me. But I have been, you know, working on myself, trying to be better. Justin Ashley, he's been beating me up on the starting line lately, so I don't really like that. So I've been working on myself to get better, and I've progressed this weekend. You know, I've got, you know, four consistent lights in a row and dipped into the low 50s. So not quite where I want to be, but I'm coming.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Austin. Congratulations. First career number one. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.